Brilliant. That's terrific. Thanks a million, boys. That was James with Hey Ma, the title track from their new album. God, that was terrifying, because literally, Andy, I saw you, and you had, like, I just saw the trumpet, so I had no idea you had that, like, you were making all those noises with that foot pedal thing with your hands.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Some really scary noises in that as well.
Scary, yeah. I was trying to blow really quiet as well, because it's like, come on.
You failed. Great.
So, you know what you're talking about when you had, like, a rough 3 or 4 years? That, like, that was off the, was that off the back of, was it Millionaires?
Yeah, around that period.
That was a really good album.
Yeah, but within ourselves, we were just... messed up.
You should fall out more often if you're going to do stuff like that. That's terrific. And it's a nice thing as well that you get, when you get back together, you've got all your old stuff, so you can, like, I mean, Andy, you must have had that trumpet for a while now.
It's pretty old, this one.
So when you knew you were getting back together, was it like go up in the attic time and go, oh, old faithful, oh, I've had this bass for 20 years. Yeah. My granddaughter's using it now, and she's 54.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, so, I saw Leonard Cohen last night.
Okay.
73.
Point taken.
Phew, 3 hour gigs.
But can I just ask, I mean, presumably, you know, you're all very strong characters, and that always came across when you were together sort of the first time around. Will you not fall out again? Because have you mellowed?
Possibly. We'll fall out again.
We can't say that we'll
you can't,
fall out.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to hold seven really individualistic, really creative people together for 20 odd years. It's really difficult. It takes a lot of juggling, a lot of work. It's like everybody's got amazing ideas, so we have a lot of passionate arguments about.
But that was a lovely thing being a fan, is when you sort of first time around, and I don't want to blow smoke at your ass, but that was a lovely thing when you just go to watch you live, you'd obviously focus on you because you're the lead man, but then suddenly you'd be looking around and sort of be doing this thing, and you know, it would always sort of dissipate to various areas of the stage, which is one of the reasons why you had such a loyal fan base, I think. It's not really a question, is it? That's just a statement. Sorry.
It's a nice thing to say.
Yeah, it's a very nice statement, yeah.
So you recorded a new album in a French chateau, is that right? How exciting.
Yeah, dilapidated French chateau. It was great.
But it sounds
a studio in the attic.
Yeah, well, it sounds your producer was a guy called Lee Muddy Baker, and it sounds like he was like the schoolmaster, because he allowed you to record in your own bedrooms, which I love the sound of.
We did like a couple of weeks together, getting the backing tracks down, then everyone went off to their bedrooms where they all had studios. We all had little kind of, you know, computers.
That's fantastic.
And everyone kind of came up with wild, mad ideas and sent them into Lee as the central hub, and he smashed up, saw what could work, you know.
Well, you're never going to fall out if you work like that, are you? That sounds terrific.
It's the future.
That must have been some really unusual way of working, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it's been done before. I mean, we had literally six studios going in different rooms. It was to generate more random ideas. Yeah.
Well, the other thing as well, we deliberately didn't kind of listen to what each of us was doing in the other spaces. So we had no idea. I had no idea. I was doing stuff. I had no idea what Mark, the keyboard player, was doing. And then we kind of get together and put these things together and see if they worked at all. And what was quite amazing, I think, in a way, considering we'd had so much time apart from each other, was that a lot of those things kind of worked together.
Yeah.
Bizarrely. I mean, it should have been just random jazz nonsense, really.
Sure.
But it wasn't. It kind of... Well, can we say that? don't think it is.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, and with that, meant to go to off script, because...
Spirit of Eno was with us. You know, we made 5 albums with Eno, and he taught us, I think, in that time to be irreverent to the process. You know, studios can be very anal environments, and there's something great about that as well, but we're not a band, I guess, at this point. We're not very purist about the way that we're recording. Mm-hmm. We're just enjoying the process.
Well, lovely thing. I mean, today, are you going to release Hey Ma as a single?
No.
Exactly. So it's lovely that that's the first song you wanted to play. Do you know what I mean? Rather than coming and going, right, here's a new song. It's a plugger's nightmare, I imagine. But to come in and actually do the gig, you know, do the session is fantastic.
Yeah. We're not playing the single.
No, I know.
We really are a plugger's nightmare.
And I presume you're all involved in separate projects as well. But I mean, I freaked out when I saw you in Batman Begins. I thought, because it's such a terrific movie. You must have been over the moon when you got that part.
Oh, yeah. I was really happy.
And it's so dark as a film as well.
Yeah, it's a really dark film. I mean, you know, I obviously had a small part, but I put, you know, hallucinogenics in the Gotham City water supply, led an escape from a mental hospital, and tried to rape Katie Holmes. All in a day's work, really, isn't it?
And Christian Bale's a James fan as well, which is terrific.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing. He was in his full regalia in the makeup room, and I was in there every day for a couple of hours. And so, essentially, Batman's sitting next to me, and he gets up and towers over me, and he goes, "You Tim Booth?" And I said, "Yeah." "From James?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Laid Man, that is a great record." And I'm sitting there going, "Batman likes our music."
But your character didn't die either, right?
No, he got knocked out. I think, there's rumour that he might even be in this movie, but I'm not in it.
Oh! So
they give
damn.
It to a name, you know.
That's a shame. Okay, you're going to do Laid for us now, aren't you?
We're going to do Laid for you.
Brilliant. Okay, so James and Laid.